What a privilege to be with you this morning.
早上能够跟大家在一起是何等的荣幸。
My wife and I thank you very much for the invitation.
我跟我的妻子感谢大家这样的邀请我们来。
Special joy to look over the group and see many familiar faces.
当我看到在座的有许多很熟悉的面孔，也很高兴。
Some of you we've known for many years.
有几位我们认识很多年了。
Before the week is out, we want to know all of you.
愿意这几天结束的时候，我能够认识你们每一位。
I believe my burden for us this week is to speak on the will of God.
我感觉我这几天我的负担跟大家所要交通的就是神的旨意。
There are many aspects of the will of God we want to consider.
在神的旨意的里面有好几个方面愿意跟大家一同来思想。
I marvel at the patience of the Lord in dealing in my own life.
我因着主在我一生的里面给我的对付各样的时候，我实在稀奇他的忍耐。
So many times when I have seen a need, I say, "Thank you, Lord, I'll be doing it now."
多少的时候我看到有一个需要，我就说主啊，感谢你，我就去做了。
Just because I would see a need did not mean the time or the place had come for doing it.
只是因为我看到有这样的一个需要，并不代表那个时候、那个时间是主要做的事。
This morning I would like for us to consider then in our lesson.
早上愿意跟大家一同来看我们今天早上所要学的功课。
Understanding the will of God, and we're going to turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 13.
我们来读到明白神的旨意，我们愿意来看历代志上十三章。
We'll get a little better adjusted next time and have some of the Chinese or the Mandarin on it also.
看望下一次我们能够在上面有一些中文。
Let us once again ask for the anointing of the Lord.
我们再一次求主的恩膏的教训。
Father, what a privilege this morning to acknowledge our own weakness, but thy sufficiency.
主，早上我们软弱，但你的恩典是够用的。
We claim that anointing that opens things to our inner seeing.
你的膏油就在其中成为为我们代求。
And we pray that not one will attend this conference without being touched by the Lord.
愿意来参加这个聚会的每一个都被主摸走。
We're so sure thou art more ready than we are, so we thank thee in advance.
主，我们相信你比我们还更预备好了，我们为此感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告， amen.
Now with your Bible open to 1 Chronicles chapter 13,
我们打开圣经历代志上十三章。
Maybe a little background before we begin to read.
愿意当我们读之前，我们先来了解一点这里的背景。
David has been in preparation for many years to be king.
大卫预备做王已经多年了。
First he was anointed by Judah, and now all of Israel has acknowledged his kingship.
先是犹大承认他做王，现在整个以色列家都承认他做王。
I believe that because he has been walking with God, he sees a very real need in the midst of these scattered people.
因着他与主同行的缘故，他在这分散的主的子民的中间看到一个需要。
It is one thing to see a need.It's another thing to realize that God gives the burden to complete it.
能够看到有一个需要，这是一件事。但是这是出于神的负担，又是另外一回事。
Actually, this morning we are going to deal with two chapters.
其实早上我们要读两章的圣经。
Chapter 13, and then later chapter 15.
我们先要看13章，然后还要看15章。
It is very interesting. The Bible I have has a notation over chapter 13 which says doing a right thing in the wrong way.
在我的圣经的里面，13章的里面就讲到做准确的事情，却用着不准确的方法。
When you get to chapter 15, it says doing a right thing in the right way, and we will see the difference.
到了十五章就看到做一件对的事情，也用着准确的方法。我们要看到这两章的分别。
It's very interesting. Now David sees the need for counsel, and so he goes to many of the people.
当大卫看到有这样的一个需要。他就寻求众人的意见
and discovers that they are of one mind.
就发现大家是一个心思。
Let me ask you a question.
我问大家一个问题。
If everybody's in agreement, we have one mind, that's enough.
当大家都同意，也同有一个心意，这够不够了？
Through the years, I've always assumed everybody agrees, one mind, we'll go ahead.
多年来我认为大家能够同意，我们有同一个心意，我们就要去做吧。
But we're going to see this morning that there is a difference between that and having his mind.
但是我发现这其中还有我们要看到那个分别就是他的旨意。
Now let us begin in chapter 13.
我们来读13章。
And David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds and with every leader, and David said unto all the congregation of Israel, If it seem good unto you, and that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto our brethren everywhere that are left in the land of Israel, and with all them also to the priests and Levites, which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us. And let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. And all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people.
13章第一节到第四节，大卫与千夫长、百夫长，就是一切首领商议。大卫对以色列全会众说，你们若以为美，见这事是出于耶和华我们的神，我们就差遣人走遍以色列地，见我们未来的弟兄，又见住在有郊野之城的祭司利未人，使他们都到这里来聚集，我们要把神的约柜运到我们这里来，因为在扫罗年间，我们没有在约柜前求问神，全会众都说，可以如此行。这是在众民眼中都看为好。
Now those of us who believe in body life, having the privilege of sharing in fellowship with one another, know the importance of one mind.
我们这些看重身体看重我们能够在身体的里面众人同有一个心智这件事非常的重要。
But there are times when we can be agreed, but it might not be having the mind of the Lord.
但是也有的时候我们都同意了，但却没有与神的心意能够一致。
It's been my privilege for a number of years to be in the fellowship of many of our fellowships in central Indiana.
在Indiana 州中州呢一带的地方，多年几年来，我跟许许多多聚会的地方彼此我们有交通。
I'm sorry to say that often when I fellowship in the midst of them, there are two different minds among them.
很多时候我跟他们交通的时候，发现在他们中间有不同的意见。
They get calling me in as an arbitrator because a group elder say this and the other elders say this.
就一位长老有这样的意见，另外一个长老就另外一个意见，他们就找我来做调解。
And I'm the last resort to bring some kind of mutuality.
我是他们最后要把他带到能够彼此协同意的一个光景。
But quite recently, I came into one of our fellowships, and they were all of one mind.
但最近我去到一个聚会的里面，他们都同一个心意。
I was happy almost.
我就差不多很高兴。
Then I discovered it might be one mind, but they did not have the mind of the Lord.
察觉到，或者他们中间是一个心意，但他们并没有主的心意。
You'll notice it says all the congregation said this was what they would do.
在这里我们留意到，这里说全会众都说可以如此行。
Right in the eyes of all the people.
在所有的人的眼中都看为美好。
But there was a deep registration in my spirit that something was wrong.
但是在我的心灵的里面，发现有些事情不对。
I must not go into the details here.
我在这里就不把那个细节讲出来了。
But I remember saying, we, you may all be of one mind. Let us make sure it is His mind.
我记得我跟他们讲，你们是同一个心意，但是我们要。 确定我们是与神的心意是相同的。
I look back through many, many years and discover how often the Lord has had to deal with me very deeply.
当我回想我这么多年来，主如何要在我的身上做许多对付的工作。
I saw a real need.
我看到实在有需要。
I believe the Lord was showing me that need.
我相信主把这个需要显示给我。
And I would immediately rush out to help him fulfill his need.
我会马上跑去帮他满足这一个需要。
I'm not quite sure. Are we all on the same page this morning?
我们早上是不是都有同样的这样的一个领会？
I like a response back. How many of you know what it's like to see a need and go out to fulfill it?
我愿意大家有个有点反应，你当你看到一个需要，你就马上去要去满足这一个需要。
And then you discover a little later, we're all off track.
但迟一点的时候，我们发现我们完全偏差了。
Let me just submit to you or say to you this morning that there is much in the religious world today that sees great need.
我早上愿意这样提，在宗教的里面，很多时候都看到有一个需要。
But there is something about immediately going to the Lord to get His special burden in fulfilling it.
但是却应当来到神的面前，来寻求他，让他把那一个负担赏赐下来。
So we begin to read now with verse 7.
我们从第七节来再读。
David realizes the importance of having the ark in their midst as the centerpiece of their worship.
大卫领会到，约柜要在他们的中间成为他们敬拜的中心。
And they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drave the cart. And David and all Israel played before the Lord with all their might, and with singing, and with harps, and with psalteries, and with timbrels, and with cymbals, and with trumpets.
他们将神的约柜从亚比拿达的家里抬出来，放在新车上。乌撒和亚西约赶车，大卫和以色列众人在神前用琴瑟、锣鼓号作乐。
I am interested in the great amount of excitement that develops. I call it religious excitement.
我在这里看到有许多的, 非常兴奋的事情, 所以我称为宗教的兴奋。
All the singing, all the emotion that's being expressed.
在那里, 歌唱, 还有许多那个, 情感的发表。
But I hate to tell you, it is pretty largely made up by man's own emotion and desire.
但是我必须告诉你, 这都是出于人的兴奋, 人的感情, 出来的。
And we're going to see a little bit different, how different this excitement is from divine celebration.
我们等一下要看到这一个兴奋跟那一个属天的喜乐是怎样的不同。
How many of you believe that God always deserves the best?
多少人相信神应当得到最好?
So if we're going to bring this cart from this place into the midst, we are going to have a brand new cart to carry it on.
我们要把这个约柜从那里搬过来，所以我们就要用一个崭新的车子来运它。
Surely God enjoys the best.
相信神一旦当然喜悦那最好的。
But somehow I have a sense that God is saying, "That's all your work. I'm not in it."
但是我感觉到神在那里说，这都是你们的工作，我不在其中。
They were using a piece of machinery to get the work done.
他们在用一个机械来做成这个工作。
A brand new cart to carry the Lord's ark.
一辆崭新的车子来载运神的约柜。
The trouble is that they were borrowing this from many years earlier.
他们是借用许多年前的一个例子。
When the enemy had taken the ark away from Israel, it was far from them for a period of time.
当仇敌把约柜从他们中间夺去了有许多年的日子。
You remember how everything was a disaster wherever they had that ark because it was not among God's own people.
你们记得在仇敌的中间给他们带来多少的灾害，因为约柜不在他神百姓的中间。
And they needed to get rid of that because it was a disaster to them.
所以他们就要把它 除掉，因为给他们带来太多的灾祸。
Someone designed the plan of putting this ark on a cart, letting the oxen carry it back to Israel.
他们就把约柜放在一个牛车上，让牛把它带回到以色列地。
Question.
问题。
Do you know why they needed to use an ark?
你知道为什么他们需要这个约柜吗?
They didn't have any duly prepared people to carry it as it should be.
因为他们没有那一个在神指定预备好的人来抬约柜。
So they are using a brand new cart to carry the ark of God.
所以那个时候他们就用一个新的车子来载神的约柜。
We're going to see now that God's way of carrying this ark was by staves on the shoulders of servants of the Lord.
我们看到神的方法，那约柜要扛在这个肩膀上。
Let us see now how God frowns upon this whole religious excitement they're going through.
我们来看看神怎样对于他们这整一个宗教活动，神是怎样来看。
Verse 9 we begin to read.
第九节我们来读到。
And when they came under the threshing floor of Chidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he smote him because he put his hand to the ark. And there he died before God.
第九节，到了基顿的禾场，因为流失前蹄，乌撒就伸手扶住约柜，耶和华向他发怒，因他伸手扶住约柜击杀他，他就死在神面前。
The anger of the Lord was against this. It says, and David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the ark of God home to me? So David brought not the ark home to himself, to the city of David, but carried it aside into the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom and all that he had.
因着那个缘故，所以大卫就惧怕神，说神的约柜怎可运到我这里来。于是大卫不将约柜运进大卫的城，却运到加特人俄别以东的家中。神的约柜在俄别以东家中3个月，耶和华赐福给俄别以东的家和他一切所有的。
I must be very bold in saying this morning, there's an awful lot of religious excitement and machinery trying to do the work of God today.
我早上可以大胆地这样说，有许多宗教的那个兴奋，用这各样的机械来为神做工。
God had very carefully given to Moses the plans for carrying the ark in a special way.
神是特别指示摩西约柜要是怎样的来扛抬。
The more closely we look into the Word of God, we discover that it is not machinery or committees, but it is anointed men who are to do the work of God.
当我们仔细读神的话，就看到不是用机器运约柜，乃是要神所高的人来扛抬约柜。
Can you imagine how David felt?
你可以想象大卫感觉怎么样？
God, we need this ark into our midst.
神啊，我们需要你的约柜在我们的中间。
Why did your hand come down and kill these two men when they were helping steady it?
你为什么你伸出手击杀乌撒，当他要扶约柜的时候？
I think that it is very often a great puzzle in many people when it seems that we're trying to do something for God, but he doesn't cooperate with what we're trying to do.
我想我们很多时候都有这样的经验，我们愿意为神，我们在为神做工，但好像神却不与我们合作。
Lord, this was for you. It was such a good thing.
主啊，这是为你的，是这样美好的事。
Why did your hand reach down and touch these two men and they died?
为什么你伸出手来向着这两个人，他们就死了？
It says, and David was afraid of the Lord.
这里讲到大卫惧怕神。
He was displeased, Lord, why? What's wrong?
他不喜悦，说主啊，为什么这样？
First thing we need to be very clear about this morning,
早上我们首先要非常留意，
it is not enough to see a need.
只是看到一个需要并不够。
God may be opening our eyes to help us see a need.
神开启我们的眼睛，看到有一个需要。
But we need to recognize that then we must go to him and say, Lord, how and when shall it be done?
我们也应当因此来到神的面前寻求，说应当如何，是在什么时候？
When God wants our cooperation, he wants our ear and our heart attuned to his ways.
当神需要我们与他配合的时候，他需要我们的耳朵，我们的心能够完全的对准他。
It may take a moment, but let me give you the background of why this story has been so real to me.
我愿意用点时间告诉大家为什么这一个故事对我是这样的真实。
It's now over 45 years ago.
在45年前。
I was teaching in a boot camp training for missionaries.
我在一个为着传教士训练的一个营中来教导他们。
It was out in the middle area of Chico, California.
在加州Chico那个附近的地方。
Our burden was to get missionaries out to the uttermost parts of the world.
我们是要把传教士训练他们去到世界各地去传教。
I remember working with all of these as they were getting prepared to go to South America.
我记得与许多他们在那里预备要准备到南美洲去。
We left with a plane of missionaries en route for Bolivia.
我们就一架飞机带着传教士应当是要到利比亚去的，我们就叫他们改道。
We had three of the very best pilots who had been in the war previously.
我们有三位飞行员是在刚刚经过战争，他们是很好的飞行员。
As we moved up the coast, having missionary rallies each night.
当我们经过这个海岸，每一个晚上到一个传教士应当的站口。
Finally, we reached Spokane. And I had a choice to make.
到了Spokane，我那里需要做一个决定。
They wanted me to go with them on the plane down to Bolivia and see the new area. I'd never been there before.
他们要我跟着一同去到一个我从来没有去过的那个地方。
I have to be honest, there was a real struggle going on in my heart.
在那个时候，在我心中有一个挣扎。
For many summers, I had been a speaker at a conference in South Dakota each summer.
因为在那个时候，每一年夏天，我在South Dakota一个特会的里面都在那里做讲员。
I had almost convinced myself they could get along without me there.
我差不多心里面觉得他们不需要我跟他们同去，他们也会很好。
It wasn't a very big group.
也不是一个很多人。
And anyway, I really needed to see Bolivia.
但我实在愿意去玻利维亚那个地方去看一看。
I remember wrestling, Oh Lord, what is your will?
我在那里挣扎寻求神的旨意。
Would you please let me go down and survey? I might be a missionary there someday.
求主把我带我到那里去看一看，或者有一天我要到那边去传教。
But he reminded me, you have never broken the commitment. Don't start now.
但是主就提醒我，你从来没有毁约，这一次你不要这样做。
So I waved goodbye to all of them.
所以我就跟他们拜拜手，说再见。
They left from Spokane to Minneapolis to Miami and then off to South America.
他们就离开 Spokane， 然后一站一站就到南美洲去。
And I headed for South Dakota.
我就去 South Dakota 去。
About 4 days later.
4天之后。
I got a call from the head of the mission board.
在那一个传教士的那里一个主任打个电话给我。
You know that plane you were on is missing. We can't find it.
你知道那一架飞机，你应当坐在上面的，失踪了，我们找不到它。
Paul Fleming was saying, I need to go down and find out what happened to that plane.
那个主任就说，我需要下去看一看，找一找到底发生了什么事。
Would you take some of my scheduled meetings?
你可不可以代替我来主持我应当带的那几堂。
But it was such a blow to my heart.
但是对我的对我来讲实在是一个很大的打击。
Here were 17 of my close friends and 3 pilots missing.
在那飞机上17位我很好的朋友还有3位驾驶都都失踪了。
And I would have to tell you, I said, God, why don't you take care of your property?
我告诉你，我就跟神说，神啊，为什么你不照顾一下这属于你的产业？
They were doing a right thing and going out to the lost in those tribes.
他们都是为你在那做那准确的事，要去到那一些失落的那些部落的里面去传教。
My father-in-law was a godly man who had walked many years with the Lord.
我的岳父是一位敬畏神的人，多年来跟随主。
When I told him about the phone conversation, he just smiled and he said, "I have a message for the whole group this afternoon."
当我把我所接到的电话的那个消息告诉我的岳父的时候。他就笑一笑，他说下午我对众人有一个信息要告诉他们。
That afternoon, he asked us, the whole group, to turn to this portion, chapter 13 and chapter 15.
那天下午他就叫大家打开我们今天所读的13章跟15章。
And he reminded us the heading of each chapter, doing a right thing in the wrong way, doing a right thing in the right way.
他就提醒我们这两章的题目，一个是做准确的事，用着错误的方法，或者做准确的事情，用准确的方法。
Oh, how God spoke to my heart that afternoon session.
那一天下午，神是如何的在我的心中向我说话。
And that's why, after all of these years, I share it with you this morning.
所以经过了那么多年之后，今天我与大家分享这一个故事。
Because I believe there is so much work that is done for the Lord that is not in His heart and mind and way.
因为我觉得有许多的工作。好，似乎是为主而做的，但却不是照着神的心意，也不是用着神的方法。
Three months, the ark is in the house of Obed-Edom.
有三个月的时间，约柜在俄别以东的家中。
And I think during that time, David is inquiring of the Lord. It says so in chapter 14.
因为在我相信在那三个月的时间的里面，大卫在那里寻求神，也在14章的里面记载着这样的事。
Lord, why did you deal so severely with these two men that died?
主啊，你为什么这样严厉的来对付这两位死的人？
It is very interesting.When we become one with the mind and the burden of the Lord,
当我们能够与神的心意与神从神那里的负担来一致的时候，是很有意思的事。
And we recognize how quickly we rush out to do something for God.
多少的时候，我们快快的跑去来为神做事。
Now let us look at chapter 15.
现在我们来看看15章。
And David made him houses in the city of David and prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched for it a tent.
大卫在大卫城为自己建造宫殿，又为神的约柜预备地方，支搭帐篷。
You see,When we are rushing ahead and getting out of God's schedule, there was no place prepared for the ark.
当我们急忙着跑着去来为神做事的时候，却没有时间去为约柜预备一个地方。
Now it says, David, as he is waiting before God, I believe God gives him direction. You need a place for this ark.
所以当我们看到大卫在神面前寻求的时候, 我相信神就指示他, 你要为约柜预备一个地方。
The whole religious ceremony down at another place where the tabernacle was, but now he's pitching a special tent for the ark.
在宗教的活动的里面，在那里为这约柜做事情。 但是在这里，他为约柜支搭一个帐篷。
Now it's interesting, in verse 2, we have a further insight.
到了第二节，我们看到更有启示在其中。
Then David said, None ought to carry the ark of God, but the Levites. For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God. And to minister unto him forever.
那时大卫说，除了立位人之外，无人可抬神的约柜，因为耶和华拣选他们抬神的约柜，且永远侍奉他。You
may have a brand new car or machinery to do the work of God.
你虽然有那个崭新的车子这样的机器来为神做工。
But God's methods are always anointed men who hear the voice of the Lord.
但是神的方法总是用着神所高的人来为神做事。
Verse 3 says, And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem to bring the ark of the Lord unto his place, which he had prepared for it.
第三节, 大卫召聚以色列众人到耶路撒冷，要将耶和华的约柜抬到他所预备的地方。So
David gathers all of these the sons of Zadok, and we read in verse 12.
所以我们在十二节的那个地方，我们就看到大卫召聚所有的这些立位人的族长来。And
David said unto them. Ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it.
大卫对他们说，你们是立位人的族长，你们和你们的弟兄应当自洁。 好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬到我所预备的地方。
We've often said that God's will involves three things.
我们常常说神的旨意有三个方面。
There's the goal or the end toward which he's working.
有那一个目标，这就是我们所当达到的。
There's the process or the how we will reach that end.
有那一个过程，是我们如何达到那个目标。
And then there is the timing.
还有时间。
David's timing is off.
大卫的时间不准确。
The timing of the Lord is one of the most difficult things for us to learn.
这个时间是叫我们最难学的一个功课。
I have to be honest in saying, I said, Oh God, you're so slow, hurry up.
我必须很坦白地告诉大家，我常常向神说：“神啊，你太慢了，应该赶快一点。”He
doesn't respond to my impatience.
他并没有因着我的没有耐心，他有任何的反应。He
waits and waits and waits.
他等待，等待又等待。And
I learned the how and the when.
我学到如何，也学到什么时候。
And I think I could discover in fellowshipping with many of you.
我当与大家一同交通的时候，我也有这样的发现。
You would say to me, "Oh, how timing was wonderful, but I had to wait God's time."
你也说那个神的时间是何等的美好，但我们需要等待神的时间。
And I have said when individuals come with a very wonderful need that they see.
当有人带着他个人看到一些很好的一些的需要的时候，
Have you really waited on the Lord to know the how and the when?
你有没有好好的在神面前寻求等候，那个如何，还有什么时候？
Oh, this needs to be done right away.
这个事情需要马上去做。
How long have you been waiting before the Lord for his burden?
你在神面前等候了有多久来等候他给你这样的负担？
Oh, I've waited two whole weeks.
我等了整整两个星期。
How long is necessary?
需要有多久呢？
Why are you so slow, Lord?
主啊，你为什么那么慢呢？
I am not only working according to my will and purpose, but I'm trying to do something in you, even in a deeper way.
主啊，我不但是为着我自己的心意和旨意，乃是要更深的来为着你的心意来做。
That afternoon, when my father-in-law got through sharing these two chapters,
那一天下午，当我岳父将这两章的信息交通完的时候
，The Lord left an indelible impression in my heart.
主在我的心中留下了不可磨灭的一个印象。
When you will patiently wait before me and my burden to be done.
当你耐心的在我的面前等候，让我的旨意能够成就。
I will give you insight into the how and the when.
我就必让你看见如何，还有在什么时候。
David had no place yet.
大卫还没有一个地方。
He was using the best machinery he could get.
他用着最好的机械。
But God always reserves the right.For using anointed or sanctified servants.
但是神总是要用着他所高所洁净的的器皿。
And so we read in chapter 15.
所以在十五章我们这样的读到。
Verse 12 again.
我们再读十二节。
And said unto them, Ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites.Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that ye may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I prepared for it.
你们是利未人的族长，你们和你们的弟兄应当自洁，好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬到我所预备的地方。
For because ye did it not at the first, the Lord our God.Made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after the due order.
因你们先前没有抬这约柜，按定力求问耶和华我们的神，所以他刑罚我们。
So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel, and the children of the Levites bare the ark of God upon their shoulders.With the staves thereon, as Moses commanded, according to the word of the Lord.
于是祭司立为人自洁，好将耶和华以色列神的约柜抬上来。立为子孙就用杠肩抬神的约柜，是照耶和华借摩西所吩咐的。
So we see that while there is much religious excitement in that first episode,Now there is truly a divine celebration before the Lord.
在头一个事件的里面，我们看到有许多宗教的兴奋，但是在这里就看到在主里面有那属天的喜乐。
Verse 25.
我们看二十五节。
So David, the elders of Israel, the captains over thousands, went to bring up the ark of the covenant of the Lord.Out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy.
于是大卫和以色列的长老并千夫长都去从俄别以东的家欢欢喜喜地将耶和华的约柜抬上来。
And it came to pass when God helped the Levites that bare the ark of the covenant of the Lord that they offered seven bullocks and seven rams.
神赐恩与台耶和华约柜的立位人, 他们就献上七只公牛,七只公羊。
You see, the offering, the work of the cross, the preparation, the sacrifice involved in this celebration before us.
在这里我们就看到那一个献祭,那个十字架的预表,在这一个属天的喜乐的里面来带出来。
And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites that bear the ark, and the singers, and Chinaniah, the master of the song, David also had upon him an ephod of linen.
大卫和约柜的立位人都穿着细麻布的外袍，大卫另外穿着细麻布的以弗德。
Thus, all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of the Lord with shouting, with sounds, with the cornet, with trumpets, and cymbals, making a noise with psalteries and harps.
这样以色列众人欢呼、吹角、吹号、敲拔鼓瑟、弹琴、大声、大发响声，将耶和华的约柜抬上来。
Why do you share this afternoon?
为什么下午你交通这个信息呢？
Oh, my first burden is that God waits to cooperate and work with those who are set apart, anointed, truly alive to the burden of the Lord.
神在那里耐心地等候，要与那完全被分别出来、受膏、完全寻求神的人来与他们合作。
8 different years during January, we've taken a plane to go to a conference in Brazil.
在有一年1月份，我们坐飞机到巴西去参加一个特会。
Sometimes I sit on the plane and look at that little screen immediately before my seat.
有的时候，我就坐在我座位前面的那一个小荧幕。
And when we pass over that spot in Brazil, I look up and I say, Oh Lord, 17 of my friends, 20 of my friends on the side of the mountain with just a little stake representing their death.
当我们经过巴西一个地方的时候，我就说主啊，那里20位我的朋友，就是一根棍子在那里代表着他们在那里。
What is the lesson to me and to us?
这个对我们众人，这个功课是什么？
My father-in-law pointed out that afternoon as we listened to his message.
那天下午，当我岳父把这个信息指出来，我们一同在那里听的时候。
Sometimes we get very ambitious to do things for God.
多少的时候，我们为着主，要为主做工，我们是这样的有雄心。
One of the things we used to sing in the mission was this.
在宣教的里面，我们常常这样说。
It isn't fair to tell men twice right here until all have heard once.
当
Do you mind to say once more? You see, it is so possible to press people into service of the Lord, and we said, you need to tell everybody once before you tell them twice here.
我们有这样的一个迫切的心，愿意叫他们出去传教，所以都告诉他们，你们要出外把这个信息告诉众人一次，我们不需要在这里再重复的告诉你们。
Some of these were lovely people, but they hadn't been in God's schoolroom very long.
有一些是神很可爱的我们的朋友，但他们在这里太久了。
And we always announce very boldly, you don't need the call, you're already the called.
我们说你不需要再听到什么呼召，你已经是蒙召的人。
I want to be very careful in not hurting any particular group.
我愿意很小心，不要去伤害任何一个组织的人。
I was a part of it and very zealous for getting everybody out around the world.
因为我也在其中非常热心的要把许许多的人拆传出去。
When they would say, I don't have a call, I'd say, you're already called.
当他们说到我好像没有什么蒙召的感觉，我就说你已经是蒙召的人。
You must ask the Lord if you can stay here when you should go out there.
你应当是出外，你不应在那，你应当是问神，我是不是应该留下来，乃是你应当是出外去宣教。
Well, I could go on and on.
我可以讲不少的这样的事情。
But the Lord dealt very severely in my heart from that day on.
从那一天之后，神在我心中做了很深的功夫。
Do you realize that one man walking with God, truly in the divine burden of the Lord, can accomplish more than thousands of people just going through religious excitement?
你知道吗？只要有一位，他能够这样的与神同行。 有着神属天来的那一个负担，所能成就的，是比千千万万的人在宗教的里面出去所做的事更大。
It is true, you are the called of the Lord according to His purpose.
没有错，你们是按照他旨意被造的人。
And my burden these days is for us to help us to get into the mind and the calling, the will of God.
但是我这几天早上的负担是要我们能够进入神那个召我们的那个心意的里面。
As we came over this morning, my wife and I knelt and prayed, Oh God, you speak to all of these young people.
当我们早上来的时候，我与我的妻子一同跪在那里祷告说，主啊，你向这些人说话。
Not my burden, but your burden that they will receive.
不是接受我的负担，乃是主啊，你的负担，他们要听见。
I'm aware often we're saying, Oh, if I really knew the will of God for my life.
我知道我们常常说，如果我知道神在我一生里面的旨意。
And I often ask this question.
我常常问这个问题。
Which is your greatest problem, knowing the will of God? Or doing the will of God.
你最大的问题是晓得神的旨意，还是遵行神的旨意？
If you're like the average group this morning,
如果你是像一般人这样，
Oh, you say, Oh, I just need to know God's will.
你会说，我只是需要知道神的旨意。
If I just knew His will, I'd go to Bolivia tomorrow.
如果我能够明白神的旨意，我明天就去宣教了。
But then I'm reminded of Jesus saying to his disciples,
但是我记得耶稣向他的门徒这样说,
If any man will do my will, he shall know.
若有人愿意遵行我的旨意，他必知道。
It is that wholehearted willingness to wait before Him. He will make known to us His will.
乃是我们那一个愿意的心等候在他的面前，他必让我们明白。
There is within us the real need to say, I am willing for all the will of God.
在我们的里面需要有这样的一个心智，我愿意为着神一切的旨意。
I was a part of what we were teaching.
我也曾经在那一个我们所教导的里面一同有份。
Just after the war, when Japan had surrendered, Douglas MacArthur asked for missionaries to come and teach the Japanese people.
当二次世界大战刚刚结束，日本投降之后，麦克阿瑟元帅要求有更多的宣教士到日本去传教。
And I knew that I was the called according to his purpose.
我知道我是按照他旨意被召的。
I packed my bags and said goodbye to all of my family.
我就收拾我的行李，给我的家人道别。
I was waiting for opportunity to get over to Japan.
我就等候那个机会要去日本。
Then very suddenly was hit with a terrible automobile accident.
然后我就在一个很严重的车祸的里面受伤了。
There I lay in my bed after I gained consciousness.
当我醒过来躺在床上的时候,
it seemed as though the Lord at least had slowed up the process.
好像主把整个事情把它缓了下来。
And I don't understand his ways.
我不懂得他的道路。
But I know that that whole company that I had been with, all of them went to Japan, and they were there many, many years.
我知道与我当时一同同伴的那一群，他们都去了日本，他们在日本有许多年的时间。
I questioned a long time, why, Lord?
我很长的时间问主为什么。
When I visited Japan 7 or 8 years ago,
七八年前，当我去日本的时候。
I remember looking at the little mission paper that some of them had published.
当我看到他们所发表的一些宣教的文字的时候，
they were jokingly saying 40 years later.
他们就说40年之后。
Oh Lord, I could have been over there.
主啊，我可以在那里。
But he simply said, I had something else for you.
他只是说我有其他的事要你去做。
I guess I'm just sharing my heart with you this morning.
早上我就把我心里内心的深处的一些事与大家交通。
I have a sense that God has called some very precious people to our gathering this week.
我觉得主呼召许多很宝贝的人来到这个聚会的里面。
And we're going to discover how the will of God unfolds as we walk in daily obedience to Him.
当我们每天这样顺服地与他同行的时候，神就将他的心意一点一点地向我们打开。
We come to the bottom line of it all.
我们来到这里最基本的。
Is God concerned for the lost world?
神岂不是为着这一个失落的灵魂在那里关心吗？
I see so much failure in many places.
我看到许多的地方都有许多的失败。
I think it's true in our country, but it's true around the world.
在我们的国家的里面是这样，在整个世界各地也是如此。
We have failed because we have not known His ways of doing things.
我们失败，因为我们不懂得他的方法。
But I believe that God is raising up a generation of people, of young people.
但是我相信神兴起新的一代，年轻的一代人。
And I think there's going to be a joy in fulfillment.
我相信在那里有满足的喜乐。
When we become one with His heart and His burden.
当我们与他的心能够合一致的时候，我们有他从天上来的负担。
It is not always easy to understand how the will of the Lord unfolds.
能够明白神的旨意是如何的向我们解开，有的时候并不容易。
But that is God's work in making real to us as we simply walk with Him.
但是这是当我们只是单纯的与他同行，神就要做成这个功。
Well, some of you may wish I'd gone to Brazil. I don't know.
可能有些人在那里盼望，或者我当年应当去了巴西。
This has been a very strange 2 years.
在这两年，对我来，是很奇怪的两年。
All of our ministry has been among most of the time Chinese people.
在这两年之中，我所服侍的大部分都是在中国人中间。
First in Vancouver.
首先在温哥华。
Then down to Houston.
然后到休斯顿。
Long Beach, California.
到加州长长堤。
Before that, we were Wyckoff, New Jersey.
还有在 New Jersey, Wyckoff 那地方。
Then Kansas City.
然后 Kansas City.
And now, where are we?
然后我来到这里。
And somebody says, you keep going to Chinese people all the time.
有人说你为什么总是到中国人的中间去？
Well, that's a long story, but I love them very much.
我长话短说，但我很爱这些中国同胞。
They're more intense with whatever they do.
在他们所要做的事情上，他们很专一。
I think they're more diligent when they understand.
当他们明白的时候，他们是很忠心的。
And anyway, you've given me a special love for them.
你主也给我有特别的负担。
But all these times I keep saying, "Oh Lord." I always get interrupted when they have to have Mandarin.
但是很多时候我跟主说，当他们要翻译的时候，总是一个打岔。
But he says, "I will give you more grace."
但是主说，我给你更多的恩典。
Here we are this morning.
所以早上我们一同在这里。
Can we together claim that God will have a special word to each of us?
我们能不能够有这样的宣告，主对我们每一个人他有他特别的心意。
I've been saying, Lord, you have something unique for each one who's here today.
主啊，你对在座的每一个你都有很独特的一个心意。
It's so wonderful when we see a need and a situation.
当我们能够看到对一些事情一个特别的需要。
But let us be assured of this, we can receive the burden of the Lord if we will wait before Him.
就是当我们能够等候在他的面前，我们能够接受那从上面来的那个负担。
We're going to bow for a moment.
我们一同低头。
And I want each of you to just say before the Lord, Lord,Don't pass me by this week. Speak specially to my heart.
愿意你们每一位都向主说，主啊，愿意你在特会的里面向我说话，不要越过我而去。
And give me that new willingness to obey you.
给我有一个新的那一个乐意来顺服你。
Father, we do wait before you this morning with this confidence.
父啊，早上我们等候在你的面前，我们有这样的一个确据。
You have done a new thing in us and continue to do a complete work in our lives.
在我们的身上，你已经做了那个工，你还要不断的来更新我们。
I'm expecting, Lord, a special dealing in these days.
愿意在这些日子的里面，你向我们每个人有特别的对付。
And for this, I will give you the praise.
因为为此，我将感谢归给你。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
One more thing before we go.
当我们离开之前，还有一点事。
We've been doing this in all the groups where we've been the last 2 years now.
在过去两年的里面，我在不同每一个团体的中间，我们都是这样。
A couple years ago, when I got to Brazil, where they needed interpretation into Portuguese.
在两年前我到巴西，他们需要翻译葡萄牙话。
I stood before the whole group that first service and I said, "God is good."
我在头一堂的里面，我说神真是好。
Before the interpreter could interrupt, they all said in English all the time.
但是在翻译的还没有翻出来的时候，他们都用英文来回答。
So that's kind of universal. God is good.
God is good.
Wonderful. Now we've added a little bit because we all need to be prepared, you see.
我们需要有点预备，我们能够都这样说。
So when I say Jesus is Lord, you all say Amen.
当我说耶稣是主，你们都要说阿门。
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
And then one more. It's time to praise.
当我们一同来赞美的时候。
And then you all say Hallelujah.
大家就说 Hallelujah.
Those are universal words, Amen and Hallelujah.
阿门跟 Hallelujah 这是我们都通用的。
No matter where you come from, the whole world knows Amen and Hallelujah.
不管你从世界的哪一个地方来，我们都懂得阿门跟 Hallelujah.
So I say once again, God is good. Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Time to praise.
Hallelujah.
And when you meet some people, they'll say, Frankie must have been there. Amen.
Amen.